Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, April 16th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. First to Washington, where Democrats are moving to radically change the way our federal government functions. Progressives in the House and Senate unveiling new legislation that would add 4 justices to the Supreme Court, bringing the total number of judges there from 9 to 13. Republican appointees currently hold 6 seats, while Democrats have 3 following the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The vision is that President Biden would appoint 4 radical left judges. Well, that's not going to happen. Also on the far left wish list is eliminating the Senate filibuster. Top party members, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, supporting a measure that would allow legislation to pass the Senate with a simple 51-vote majority. Now, the reason behind the maneuver is simple. Democrats know they will never get 60 votes to pass their radical left agenda, so they want to knock out the filibuster. Next up, rioting in America. Protesters in Portland, Oregon this week, attacking federal property, torching a building used by ICE to process illegal immigrants. Also this week, police detained about 250 people and arrested dozens in Seattle, Sacramento, and other West Coast cities. In total, economists tell us that civil unrest has cost the city of Portland, Oregon, about $30 million in damages. Finally, some mixed news on the global fight against COVID. Vaccination rates slowing in the USA because the CDC is investigating the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over safety concerns. As you may have heard, 7 women got blood clots after the vax, but that's out of about 4 million who are okay. But the vaccine is paused. Now, over to Europe, where it's pretty much impossible to even find a COVID vaccine. Germany, France, Italy, the 3 largest economies in the EU, bringing back the shutdown. Less than 20% of EU citizens have been inoculated. New infections are up 125%. By comparison, the UK, which left the EU, has vaccinated more than 2/3 of adults. In the USA, the vax rate stands at close to 40% and growing. Coming up, my message of the day. Listeners, sound off. Right back with it.
Are you an individual or business owner facing the heavy burden of back taxes, levies, or wage garnishments? Life's challenges, especially those brought on by the economic impact of COVID-19, can take a toll on your financial well-being. Congress is pushing for relief, urging the IRS to eliminate over $1 billion in tax penalties and interest. But America First Tax Group is here to help you claim your share of these billions in tax relief before the IRS can take it out of your pockets. Call them now at 800-431-5684. The IRS has people working against you, but it's time to turn the tables. America First Tax Group is a full-service tax boutique that puts clients first. They understand the stress of dealing with tax problems, and they'll be your guide through the process. Don't wait. Time is of the essence. Call America First Tax Group now at 800-431-5684. That's 800-431-5684. Or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Tucker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Let's begin with Doug in Noblesville, Indiana. President Biden recently commented and said no amendment is absolute. That was very troubling to me. What does he mean? The president means that if the American people want to cancel a constitutional amendment, we can. It would take 2/3, a 2/3 vote in the House and in the Senate to knock out a constitutional amendment, or 2/3 of state legislatures to do it. Now, that's almost impossible to get in our polarized age, so I wouldn't be worrying about it, Doug. Richard in Dallas, Texas. Have you looked at the situations in California and New York in detail, Bill? Can you tell us the impact of the mass exodus to the economy of those large states? How can they possibly dig out? Well, New York State is, I think, almost beyond repair. And that's where I live. So the radical left has seized control by the vote in Albany, and millions of people are leaving New York, mostly business owners and high wage earners. So I'm not optimistic that New York is going to come back. California, different. It has a more varied economy. The climate is good. People want to live there. But right now, progressives are running Sacramento and people are leaving. David in Falmouth, Maine. I am a recently retired physician now volunteering in a community vaccination clinic. Bill, you are correct regarding the astounding success of Warp Speed, a stunning exemplar of public-private partnership. Yep, President Trump did an excellent job getting that done, but the media gives him no credit. Holly in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin writes, only 6 people out of 7 million experienced blood clots after taking the Johnson & Johnson COVID vax. Statistics show 500 to 1,200 blood clots occur in 1 million people who take birth control pills. Why aren't these facts in the headlines? Because the media does not want to put a negative aspect on anything that the media likes. And the media likes birth control. But the two, to be fair, are not really the same. All right, a vaccine is protecting people against a contagion that could spread to other people, while birth control is optional. But you're right, Holly, the facts should be known, and the media should report them, about every blood clot situation. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. For more honest news, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Legenda, and it's true. For progressives, caring for an elderly parent is now considered infrastructure. Gender-specific words like wife and father are banned from the House floor thanks to Nancy Pelosi. The language is being battered by the progressive left. Here are some more examples. Inclusion is everywhere. What does that really mean? Well, it means everybody is entitled to everything. That's inclusion. Equity. That means one group of Americans is favored over other groups. Joe Biden is a big fan of equity. LGBT. Has changed. It's now LGBTTQQIAAP. Wow. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, queer questioning, intersex, asexual, ally, and pansexual. Got all that? Safe space. Oh, this is where snowflakes go so they won't melt if someone disagrees with them. Food apartheid systems, the concept that only wealthy zip codes have access to healthy meals, poorer neighborhoods have only fast food and liquor stores. Policy violence, a term used by squad members like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar to describe government policies that result in physical harm to Americans. For example, opposing free school lunches will cause children to starve. That's policy violence. Cancel rent. That means the government pays for your housing. Defund the police. No cops, so bad people can hurt you. Environmental justice. Oh. Now, I have no idea what that is, but I do know it's going to cost me plenty. Environmental justice. And finally, welcoming. That's what I do. Right? Right. Now this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With Heirloom Seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.